Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 24 and 26. Scripture. Scripture. Notice the emphasis, the weight, the power, the force that Jesus places upon Scripture. He's dealing with this technical question, this hypocritical question. But he comes back with this: are you not in error because you do not know the Scriptures or the power of God? But I want to concentrate on this, the Scriptures. And again in verse 26, now about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses? He's talking about the Pentateuch, of course. He's talking about the early parts of the Old Testament. So here he is placing this authority, this weight upon the Scriptures. For us, of course, in the days of the New Covenant, we can say Genesis to Revelation, the entire Scripture. Without the Scripture, what do we have? We have nothing. Well, Christ is all, but it's the Christ revealed in Scripture. Everything we know comes from, through, in, by Scripture. You do err. You are in error. You're wandering, drifting, in error. Now the word here is to cause to stray, to lead astray, to move away from the right way, to go astray, to wander, to drift, to roam, to be in error, to be deceived. It is the root word that they used in those days for the planets. Now, in their understanding of the planets in those days, they thought they were just wandering stars. You remember the book of Jude. Jude chapter 13 speaks about this. It's like wandering stars, wandering planets. But we now know, of course, we know Galileo, Kepler, and so on, Copernicus. We know about the orbits and more about the planetary system. But the idea was that these stars just shot across the sky, meaningless, no purpose, going round and round in circles and just utter darkness, wandering pointless. Now that's the word here. And what Jesus is saying to these Sadducees, you err on the Scriptures, you leave the Scriptures, you go into philosophy, say, or you go into pagan ideas, or you go into the social ideas, or whatever, the university ideas, whatever it is, the clever ideas of the day, you go into that culture and leave Scripture, and you're just wandering, drifting, pointless, flying nowhere. It's hopeless. Whether it's, we're talking churches, whether we're talking individual believers, we're talking families, whatever. A people without Scripture, not ruled by Scripture, not knowing the Scripture, are lost and drifting and wandering all over the place. So we need to be, brothers and sisters, founded upon the Word of God. We need to be mastered by the Word of God. I was going to say we need to be masters of the Word of God, but of course we can't be masters of it, but we need to get to grips with it and prove it, the words of Christ, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, that's Isaiah 8, then it's because there's no Scripture, no light in them. Again, you have it in 2 Timothy 3:16. You have it in 2 Timothy 4:2-4. You have it all over the place. Here you have it. You do err not knowing the Scriptures. We teach our children. We preach Scripture. We live by Scripture. We seek to understand Scripture. We try to believe Scripture. We want to get to grips with Scripture. We want the authority and the power of Scripture. Elders, teachers, they preach Scripture, not novelties. Not psychology, not the entertainment ideas, the idea of the TV and the politicians and all that, but we're living for and with God under Scripture. So it's a vital biblical principle here, a vital spiritual principle. Are you not in error? Because you do not know, you do not get to grips with, you're not ruled by Scripture. Your thinking is not governed by it. Your life is not governed by it. Your heart is not governed by it. The book of Moses and so on. Now, my friends, these are important thoughts in this day. Unbeliever, are you governed by the culture of the age in which you live? Well, that's what the Bible tells me. Ephesians 2, 1 to 3 tells me you're led captive. 2 Timothy chapter 2, by the devil, by the course of this age. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 tells me the ideas of the Greeks and the Romans, the philosophers, the TV pundits, whatever it might be today, they're all telling us Scripture must govern us. And the Word of God tells us that we are sinners. We need Christ. Christ is a complete and full Savior for all who believe Him and trust Him. Let Isaac Watts just finish this off for us. Laden with guilt and full of fears, I fly to Thee, my Lord, and not a glimpse of hope appears, but in Thy written word. The volume of my Father's grace does all my griefs assuage. Here I behold my Savior's face, almost in every page, almost in every line, I would say. This is the field where hidden lies the pearl of price unknown. The merchant is divinely wise who makes this pearl his own. Here consecrated water flows to quench my thirst for sin. Here the fair tree of knowledge grows, nor danger dwells therein. This is the judge that ends the strife where wit and wisdom fail. My guide to everlasting life through all this gloomy veil. O may Thy counsels, mighty God, my roving feet command, nor I forsake the happy road that leads to Thy right hand.